After a long pandemic-induced slumber, Las Vegas is coming back to life. MGM recently resumed 24/7 operations at its Vegas resorts. And next week, casinos on the Strip will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity, just in time for spring break. But is it safe? We're joined now by Mario Vargas. He's been a linen attendant at MGM's Mandalay Bay for 19 years. He's also a member of the Culinary Union. Mario, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. And just ask any question.
Yeah, sure. So it was March 3rd when MGM opened up 24/7 operations at your resort. So you've had a few days now to work under those conditions. What's it been like for you?
It's been good. I mean, we've been prepared for this. We've been doing all the requirements, sanitizing, masks, washing hands, social distancing. So we are ready for this.
Yeah. And you're a linen attendant, right? What does that kind of work entail?
Yes, we take care of the linen for the guest room attendant. So, like, if I'm working on the swing shift, is to fill the lockers with linen, and on day shift, we take out the soil.
So, from what you can tell from the work you're doing, does it seem like the hotel's filling back up again? Are you busy?
We've been busy. I mean, even when we were 25%, we were busy. We had now more cleaning to do and the sanitizing and, you know, wearing masks. It's a little hard to work, but the company and the union, they got together and they figured out how to do it better for both of us.
Well, in fact, it seems like they passed a law or helped pass a law called the Adolfo Fernandez Bill that was named after a Caesar's Palace porter who died of COVID. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it requires hotels to do extra cleaning, contact tracing, and testing. You talked about some of those things. Do you feel safe? And are the hotels following the rules?
Even before the law, the union was working on getting some type of protection for us, the employees. And so far, the company been working really good with us. You know, I mean, we keep in top and they provide what we need.
Okay, but you feel safe, right? I mean, because, you know, not only is the hotel now operating 24/7, it's also lifting capacity restrictions. So soon, you're going to be allowed to have it at 50% capacity. That's a lot of people.
Yes, and hopefully more employees. Because we're busy, and you know, it's, to me personally, is to make a habit. Sometimes I go home and I still have the mask for 20 minutes, you know, and I start doing things, and I go, oh, I'm home. Something is we don't have, I go to the managers and ask for it, and they'll bring it, or they'll tell me where to get it. You know, we're getting good cooperation between both employees and employees.
I'm sure you're also just happy to have your job because I understand you were laid off.
It was hard. First time laid off in 19 years since I've been in Vegas. And unemployment wasn't that great because there was some kind of problem. The union was helping with that. I was helping people with the unemployment. And out of the blue, I started having problems. And then they helped me. So, yeah, I'm glad that I'll be back and just doing the best.
What's your financial situation like now? Because you lost a few months of work there.
I cannot say I'm in the greatest shape, but we were getting food from the union. And then I learned from the past that you cannot just rely on help, that you have to adjust, you know, I mean, with the food, with the bills, not to get into another bill, you know, and there are things that are priority and then other things that can wait. Hmm. You know, you have a little savings, it's gone, but that helps, the little savings that you have on the side.
Have you gotten a vaccine?
No, I'm on the list for it. They'll let me know when will be the next available. But I can't wait to have the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it will make you feel quite a bit safer when you go inside that hotel every day.
Oh, yeah, but I'm still going to be wearing masks. I'm going to still doing the sanitizing, the cleaning. Information about the vaccine, you know, that was very helpful because without that, there's a lot of people that, you know, they are confused and they don't have too much trust on it. But with the training that we got with the 226, I'll be able to explain it to some of the coworkers because I'm also a CHOP steward.
All right. Mario Vargas, linen attendant at Mandalay Bay for 19 years. On MGM reopening operations 24/7 at the Las Vegas Strip. Mario, thanks. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, Peter, and have a good day.